The annual Chimay Dance Festival wrapped up this weekend in Bethel. The event was attended by 24 dance groups and thousands of visitors. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel was there and had this report.
John Paul is the only one singing and drumming for the Nunapichuk dancers, but his strong voice and rhythmic jowyuk could be felt throughout the auditorium. Nunapichuk is one of several Yupik dance groups to perform. It's also one of the oldest groups to reemerge since Yorok was subverted by Christian missionaries. Nunapichuk has been dancing for over 20 years, but John says their songs go back ages.
Ever since our elders passed on, we still keep up our culture.
John also composes new songs that his ancestors could have only dreamed about.
That was a cellophone. I made that song for a ringtone.
John's cousin, Wilson Andrew, jumps on stage and puts an imagined phone next to his ear. His eyes get big, his head starts bobbing, and the crowd starts enjoying themselves. Chimay is not only a celebration of Yorok, but all forms of dance. And the Midnight Cloggers from Anchorage added some variety to this year's lineup. Wearing bright pink t-shirts and shoes with metal taps, the all-female dance group really stands out at Chimay. The Midnight Cloggers were scheduled to attend last year, but their flights were canceled when Mount Redoubt erupted. Clogger Shannon Black said this year's trip was worth the wait.
This is our first trip out of Anchorage, out of the immediate area. We're thrilled to be treated to the best hospitality, some of the best audiences we've had. Love the kids around the stage. So yeah, very warm reception.
But when it comes to Chimay, the drum is often king, and one group had plenty of those. The Tomodachi Daiko from Anchorage. Dressed in navy blue hoppy coats and black pants, the all-ages group pounded on their taiko in near-perfect unison. Coordinated acrobatics made their performance just as exhilarating to watch. In their final song, the young drummers in the front row began waving their thick bocce sticks in front of each other while they danced around their drums. Mary Hasbrook is the spokeswoman for the group. She says it's as dangerous as it looks.
We all have the bruises to show for it on occasion, and some of the more advanced students, occasionally get hurt. There's been blood on bocce and blood on the drums more than once. There was some bleeding going on Friday, as a matter of fact.
Instructor Toshi Kono picks up the pace as the Tomodachi Daiko comes to a fever pitch. The drummers swing their bocce way over their head, bringing thunderous blows which ripple through the crowd. As they give their final bow, the crowd screams for an encore.
Outstanding.
But they do not return to stage. Another year of Chimay is over, and the Yupik dance calendar is now closed for the season. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.